You know, we've been telling you about the flu cases that have been spiking all across the country, and we're hearing the good advice about getting a flu shot and washing your hands all the time to avoid getting and spreading the disease. But there are many other things you can do to keep from getting sick. And joining us live is Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. Well, I think some of this is working, Dr. Hall, because every time I see somebody sneeze now, they're doing it in that little crook of their elbow, you know, just to make sure we don't get everybody else sick.
Yeah, so they can rub against you in line at Starbucks.
Right. You know,
oh, don't you love it?
Yeah, we know that people who are under stress find that their body's immune system becomes compromised. So you gotta deal with your stress issues, not just for your sanity, but for your physical well-being as well.
Well, and that's also during this time of year, because of lack of light, especially in D.C., we have a disorder called seasonal affective disorder, which is a light kind of depression, too, which also really, really affects the immune system. So you've got that, and then you've got the stress of work. It's dark. It's winter. And everything else that's going on. So the good news is new research shows that even a little happiness can give you a tremendous immune boost. Things like positive thinking, playing with a pet, simple things. Do something that you love, whatever that is. We know it really changes your immune system. Even sex, which shouldn't be a big shocker for all of us. Also, second is remember your smartphone apps. Every 2 hours, 3 hours, and if you really, feel like you're not stressed, every 4 hours, make sure that you're listening to some nature sounds. A lot of us like everything from crickets to water to whatever, and make sure. Now, because what this is doing, it's just not arbitrary. What it does is it actually gives you an immune boost. Music, what we know, too, is music gives you an immediate immune boost. Plus, if you start singing, it increases 250% your immune boost. Isn't that
now,
cool?
I disagree. You've never heard me sing.
Right. Well, you have to do it in the car with the windows up. Okay? People like you, that's the only place you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Hall, we try to follow the advice about hand washing. At what point does it become obsessive compulsive behavior and not just careful?
Well that's the truth. I'm serious. I'm married to one who's got the hand washing OCD stuff. What I love are these little I use the wet ones, and they're the little individual packaged hand sanitizers. Keep them in your pocket. You can keep them in your purse. And therefore, don't forget things like your steering wheel in your car and your gear shift. And also sit down at a table and pull one out, wipe your hand, pass it to everybody else. Then when you leave that restaurant, don't forget to do the same thing. I love these little wet ones. And when you're in an elevator, it's one of the number one places because it's a closed place. It's easy to get the flu from there.
You sure it's not just your husband now?
Well, you know what I mean. What can we do after 38 years? Poisons, grease on the floor for him slipping. You know, I don't know.
Well, God bless you. 38 years. That is doing something.
Yeah, I might just write my next book maybe on how to create an unbelievable marriage where you're madly in love after 38 years.
Oh, that's a sweet thing. Nice. That's really nice to you. See, that makes us smile. That's going to help our stress today.
And don't forget, something as simple, especially in D.C., get some flowers. We've got great Harvard studies that show even if you keep one or two flowers on your desk or at your home, it actually gives you an immune boost and makes you happier.
All right. You go grab a wet one. We'll talk to you next Monday morning.